everyone, and welcome to my show, Your Inner Thoughts, here at bbsradio.com. My name is Michael Goger. I'll be your host for the next 2 hours, doing nonstop free psychic readings for the listening audience. There should be a lot of calls. I'll get the numbers out there. I believe I got a call waiting. Let me get the toll-free numbers out. Get your pencil ready. It's on the front page of the site. It's on my website. It's all my friends list. You can get the number there also. But toll-free in USA is 1-877-876-5227. Toll-free in Canada is 1-888-810-8322. Or you can call direct 1-530-876-3222. Hello, caller.
Hello. Hello.
Hi, caller.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Can you hear me okay?
Pardon?
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah.
What is your first name?
I'm Galish.
I'm having a hard time hearing you. But welcome to the show. And I'll jump into
Thanks.
The reading.
Where okay.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Canada.
Canada?
Yeah.
Very good. Very good. I have a lot of friends in Canada, and I love them. I love them all.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going right to work, business, and finance with you. I don't know if that's where you want me to go or that's what's on your mind, but that's where I'm being pulled.
Okay.
And, I'm feeling... I'm hearing beginnings and startups and new ideas. I'm feeling it's going to lead into a lot of different things here with work and what you worried about work and business and money and
yes.
and the job situation.
Yes.
So I'm hearing to tell you good news. Good news is going to be delivered to you, and I feel like. It's going to be connected to a startup of some kind or the beginning of something for you when this comes through for you.
Beginning of?
Okay. I don't know if it's a... Are you looking for work? It may be a new job or you're waiting to hear something pertaining to a loan or the money coming to you or offers or opportunities.
Okay.
Okay. You
when do you see that coming in?
Huh?
When you see the opportunity striking to me?
All my readings are within a 30-day time span. So there's going to be this news, whatever this news is.
Okay.
Will manifest or start showing signs within 30 days. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Now, and I'm hearing it's good. It's watch your phone, watch your mail. I feel like it's going to come either way or both ways.
Okay.
There's even hint of a new baby, too. I don't know if you got a new baby coming, but or you may bump into this, a friend or a relative.
Yeah, that's right.
Huh?
That's right. Everything's right.
There is a new baby coming?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, I'm being shown a new baby, and, you know, that's good news. I want to say, again, money coming to me. I keep hearing money coming, money coming, money coming, money coming and getting better, and increasing. I don't know if this is a... settlement, a loan, inheritance. I feel like it's I'm waiting to hear, and it's going in my favor. Now, let's see. Hang on. You do have a lot of stuff around. Even though I'm having a hard time understanding you spiritually. I'm getting a good connection.
Okay.
Okay. I'm also getting, and I'm going into interviews and testing and exams. So when this begins, I may have to go another step. I'll qualify something or interview or test for something. Trying for something and passing, I'm hearing. And sounds like you got a house full.
Pardon?
I can hear the kids in the background. Sounds like you got a house.
Yeah, just my daughter.
Yeah, it sounds like my house sometimes. Okay. And also following through, too, like for a training or taking on a skill or learning something new. That's also a possibility with you. And I'm feeling that being successful, too. And or thinking about it or wanting to go into some type of training or education, but you may encounter this too. And I feel like I go into like the end of April just dealing a lot with business and work and money and doing well and things moving forward for me, really. At times it may look like it's a little slow, but don't let it throw you, because it's always going to be forward for you and expanding. So what I'm feeling is you're basically in a cycle where you're going to really move forward and expand financially and business-wise and work-wise. There's going to be a lot of activity with it, and everything's going to basically go your way, bud. Okay, and with the new baby, I'm feeling real good. There's something with children, and I feel real good with children. I don't know what this is, why they're making me feel that way, but I'm just hearing and feeling good with children. So, and this includes the baby that's coming. If there's any questions or worries, I feel like everything is going to go well there. So,
it could be in July.
What's that?
July.
What's that?
It's coming in July.
I can't understand you. You have a heavy accent.
This new baby is coming to life.
Or it's our phones or something. I can't. I'm sorry. I can't hear what you're saying. It's muffed a little bit.
Okay.
I'll leave you with that, and blessings to you. Good luck with everything.
Yeah. Thanks.
Okay. I hope it helped you.
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah, good. Okay.
I was saying that the new baby is coming in July.
Good, and new stuff in the work world and business. Keep that in mind too. There was a lot of beginnings in the work world and business and money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you have anything new starting or anything new starts in the work world or in business and money, jump on it and follow through.
Okay,
because it's going to be an opportunity and beneficial for you.
Okay,
you have a good day. Take care.
Okay, you too. All thanks
right,
for having me.
Thank you. Thank you for calling. Tell your friends about us. BBS Radio, the fastest growing internet radio station on the planet. Okay, folks, if you'd like to call in, I give you the numbers one more time. I know I did it pretty quick. It's toll-free USA is 1-877-876-5227. Toll free in Canada is 1-888-810-8322. And it's toll free. Also, I'm here every Sunday, 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And hi, Carla, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Welcome to the show.
That's great.
What's your first name?
First name's Deborah.
Deborah, where are you calling from, Deborah?
Florida.
Florida, good. How's the weather?
Oh, it's beautiful. Hot.
Hot?
Yeah, I'm in with the AC on right now.
Wow. It's like a cool spring day in upstate New York. It's really a beautiful day, and we're looking forward to the spring and enjoying summer coming.
That's good. No snow?
Yep. Okay, Deborah, I don't know if you heard me read before, or you're
a regular listener. First time.
First time?
Yeah.
No kidding. How'd you hear about us?
Well, I seen you on Pal Talk.
Oh, good. I was, I had three shows in there. They were fantastic. I love Pal Talk and the people in there. It's much different.
I joined your group, and I got the little email.
Mm-hmm.
seeing when the show was?
Yep, I have the Yahoo group. We couldn't close it. I was going to leave Yahoo completely, and it was too complex, and so we're keeping the group because there's a large section of followers that just want to deal with Yahoo, so they needed the group. So we're keeping the Yahoo group, and I got the mailing site at the website and at my domain.
Busy.
And MySpace. I got MySpace now. Ooh.
Oh, you got a MySpace?
Yeah, just for the heck of it, we said, let's open a MySpace, and I'm having fun with it. It looks like it's got a lot of potential for networking. So if you'd like, link to that. Anybody listening, link to MySpace. And the best is yet to come. Okay, Deborah, let's go to your reading. And
okay, do I need a question?
Let me spit out what I'm hearing and feeling, and then if there's a little something at the end, you can ask me. Or usually I hit on what it is you want to hear, hopefully, most of the time. What's important is that everybody understand that every reader can be wrong and misinterpreted, you know, sometimes. And you take it with a grain of salt. You just enjoy the experience, really. That's the best way of handling a psychic reading. And, okay, let's see. I keep hearing a friend with you. Something with a friend. Or another female. I don't know if this is going to be a new friend or somebody that's already there and a bond. It's a deep bond. She's helping you somehow. There's going to be some kind of a significance with this friendship.
Oh, that's good.
And also, I'm being pulled to relationships too. I don't know if this is you or the friend, maybe just getting into a situation or one starting. Is that connecting with you or somebody close to you?
Well, I've been in one for like over 2 years.
What about any friends or some relative or maybe where you'll be exposed to it? It's a possibility. I'm just giving it to you off the top of my head. I keep hearing partnerships, too. Partnerships. Could be business. And you're in a relationship. Are you got some business on the side or getting into something with someone? Maybe this is a partner in a business or work. I could be going there with that, too, Deborah. Keep that in mind.
Okay.
Because I am getting a strong business sense with you. And I don't know if you're in business or you want to be or you want to start one, but keep that in mind, too.
Okay.
I keep hearing a business ally, business partner, business partnership coming to you or coming into being or signs of it or needing it, so keep that in mind. Maybe they keep repeating.
Good, I need a job.
Interesting. Are you looking?
Actually, I haven't even started looking. I'm home with the baby right now.
Okay. Stay alert for something that you can maybe do with somebody or get into something with someone, maybe even something you can do from home. Okay, and they may be connected to this female. It could come through a female friend or a new female friend, so keep that in mind, too.
Okay,
and romance-wise, whatever it is now, it's going to get better if it's possible, if it's fantastic now. I'm just feeling good about it. I feel something special, maybe. Is it the anniversary or something planned between the two of you, or...
No, actually, it's been kind of crappy.
well, this is good news, then.
Good news is good.
Yeah, this is good news, and actually, I'm feeling really good about it. You're getting a second wind in this, I'm feeling.
Oh, good.
And they're showing me a rose blossoming and rainbows around, and so I'm feeling like maybe it bottomed out, and it's going to be on the upswing. I'm feeling like it will be, so.
Oh, good.
Feeling good about it. And I'm hearing like there might have been maybe just a recent dispute or argument, maybe, or a heated discussion or something, and I feel like that's going to blow over or be healed somehow, too. I don't know if something just happened or you're going through something now, maybe, but I'm feeling a healing and it blowing over. Okay? I'm feeling a change. There is a change coming, and I'm being pulled to both of you, really, and I'm hearing change, commitments, second wind, rebirth, so hang in there.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Hang in there, and I want to go back to my past, too. I want to, in my upswing, in my recovery, whatever this may be, my healing, I want to kind of like go back to the past mentally and spiritually and emotionally and maybe bring back some good memories and bring them back to life or make them part of the healing and the recovery. I don't know if you can understand me, but
mm-hmm.
This is what I want to do, even if it's relatives or friends or neighborhoods or experiences, kind of like bring them to the forefront. And I believe it'll help with the recovery and healing. So, okay, there's probably imbalances here too, and maybe somebody was ill, or exhaustion, depression. There is a touch of this. I don't know if it may be adding to the situation with the relationship, but I feel like there's an improvement there, and it may even be something I want to look at a little more, like maybe go talk to somebody it could be as far as meds or talking to somebody. Yeah, but there might have been an imbalance, and sometimes they correct themselves, especially if it's emotional or mental, and
mm-hmm.
I feel like it's kind of like in that area now. There's healing anyway, and it's blowing over, but maybe it could happen again if it's not addressed or kind of looked at anyway, and this is some place where I want to look as far as trying to get back on the right track and make things better. You have skills and talent. I don't know if you know it, but there is things there that you can get into and use, not only financially, but to occupy yourself and to interest yourself. I keep going back to some skill or education or something I did before or I learned how to do, or there's something within me that I can market or bring back to life. So it's something to think about. Keep that in mind.
Okay,
and then I'm getting reconnected to old friends or family from past. There's people from my past coming into play here, probably by the end of April. I'd like for you to keep in mind, and anybody that's listening, that my readings and chat and our radio are always like 30 days. And I find that to be the most helpful. And probably by the end of April, family, I'm hearing family, friends, there may be even an event that you get invited to or something coming up, some type of anniversary or party or gathering or something.
Oh, my sister has a wedding coming up.
Oh, okay. Good. Perfect. That's what I was hearing. When the reading first opened, I was getting, I think it was the first thing I heard, wedding. Okay. This is important. I would go there. I feel like is there a chance your better half is going to go with you? Probably, right?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that wedding is going to be very healing for some reason, for you and your better half. And do your best to go and really open to healings and connections to the past. A lot of channels are being reconnected here at this wedding, too. And it's really, really plays a big part of me and my relationship, my love relationship, improving and being happy again. And like I said before, energy and moods and inspiration and motivation are all increasing in this cycle. So even if it's another 2 weeks, I'm still getting an increase, and I'm happier. I go into the end of April being happier and with more energy and looking forward to different things in my life. So there's definitely an improvement, and it's going to affect both you and your better half, I'm hearing. I think that's about it, Deborah, unless you got a question or you...
Well, I just got a brand new car, and I got a hit and run on me on Friday. And now I don't know where I'm going to get the money to get this fixed.
Well, no insurance?
No, I have full coverage insurance, but I got a deductible I got to pay.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that horrible?
Yeah. I'm stressing about it. I think I need it by next week.
I know. Isn't there something? I mean, it's you're better off riding around with the dent.
The whole side of the car is dented, yeah.
Yeah. I think that's so. Oh, boy. Hang on for a second. Other than in your perception of things and the way you handle them, I'm not getting... I'm looking... he's saying you need the money in a week. It would be difficult to even pinpoint where something like this would come from. But what I am getting is that my reaction to this matter is going to be important. Don't let it beat you up or weigh you down to the point where you get sick, is what I'm trying to say. And for what it's worth, I'm leaning towards they're showing me a fence and an obstacle, and I am getting through it, so I'm being told that I'm going to get through this obstacle. Some kind of a plan from somebody. I keep hearing plans, somebody with an idea. So for the next week, be really tuned into the people around you.
Okay.
That's about all I'm getting, Deborah.
All right, thank you very much.
Yeah, that's about all I'm getting for you. Basically, be in tune on the people around you, because I am hearing an obstacle being beat, and it's coming from somebody around me with a bright idea or a light bulb, or, hey, why don't you try this, or why don't you do this, or ask that one. I almost want to say I'm going to ask somebody that I'm having a hard time asking for some reason, and I don't want to do it, but... it might be worth a shot.
Okay.
So I don't know what this means. I'm just kind of like feeling what you may be feeling. So, all right. So keep that in mind, too. All right, Deborah?
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay. I hope I helped you, and welcome to the show. Tell Florida about us.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All righty. Thank you. We're a global talk radio station, BBS Radio. Biggest, best, fastest growing radio station on the planet, and you can have a show here. Email Don at bbsradio.com. You can't go wrong. One show a month, one show a week. It's up to you. If you got something to say, say it here at bbsradio.com. If you'd like to speak to me in private, my email is michaelg@michaelgoger.com. If you'd like to know more about me, visit my website, www.michaelgoger.com. It's got a message board. I communicate there. My pal shows. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What's your name? What's your first name? I'm sorry.
My name is Ann.
Pam?
Ann.
Ann.
Yes.
Ann, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Where are you calling from, Ann?
Calgary.
That's Alberta, Canada?
Yes.
Good. Another Canadian. Canadians love me.
Is that right?
Yes. I can feel the love from Canada. I think I lived there in a past life. I always wanted to live there or go back there.
Oh, it's beautiful out here.
Yeah, and I think I can have both the best world. I can live on the border of New York and Canada, maybe, even. That might even work.
That's quite a bit east of me. I'm west.
Oh, you're west, right.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Okay, Ann, let's jump into the reading. Yeah, I don't know if you heard me read before. Are you a regular listener?
I joined the group about a month ago.
Oh, good. Just surfing around, or did somebody tell you about it?
A friend of mine told me about it.
Oh, good. Okay, word of mouth. I love it. The only way to go, word of mouth.
So I was on your Pal Talk show last week, but I didn't get a reading.
Oh, okay. You know, the room fills up so fast, and so many people come and go, and I can only read so many, and it's the biggest thing that wears me down, not being able to read more, the feelings I get from it, because I want to read as many as I can, and I know I can only do just so many.
Right.
And it wears me down, just that feeling alone. But I love doing it, and you're going to see me a lot in Pal Talk.
Well, you said that to try the radio show if we didn't get a reading, so here I am.
I was promoting BBS Radio, the best internet radio station on the planet. Tell everybody about it.
Okay.
Okay, and there's many, many, many readers here at BBS Radio, and if you played your cards right, you can get a reading every day. You got numerologists, astrologers, healers. The list is endless.
Okay.
Okay, Ann, welcome to the show, and let me jump into your reading, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see here. I keep getting a separation of some kind of property or money. I'm going right to money, and I feel like it's a friendship, or was there a relationship or a friendship that ended around you, and maybe there was some property or money that had to be separated, or does that make sense to you, Leah?
Well, my divorce isn't final yet.
Okay. Okay. I was leaning that way, a divorce or a separation, and I was going to leave it open to the caller whether they want to.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I didn't want to jump around and say, hey, you're getting divorced. You know what I mean? Because that's what I'm hearing. But
right.
I always leave it up to the caller to, I just plant a seed, then the caller takes it from there. I don't know if that's still on your mind or it's recent or you're... There's going to be something with it coming up, but I feel like there's a split of some kind. I want to say like maybe money, property, or something. Something's in the balance here, and it's got to be decided which way it's going to go, and maybe this is going to have some activity with it by the end of April. So I don't know if this means anything. I'm just saying.
Well, that would be good if it happened.
What's that?
That would be good if it happened.
Okay, okay. I don't know what stage you're in or how long it's been. I'm just letting you know. It could be, you know, another thing we're finding is that I'm pick up a lot on the way people feel and think, and maybe it's just on your mind, and if it don't happen, they get disappointed, but it's that I was picking up maybe it's in your energy field and it's
right.
On your mind, you know. But I'm feeling like there's going to be some activity with it, okay?
Great.
And then it feels like there's some closure and a benefit and an increase with you because of it or connected to it, so.
In finances?
Yeah. And in different other ways, too. There's a closure emotionally and mentally and, moving on, and then it seems to get better financially for you after this.
Okay.
And either way, towards the end of April, I'm feeling like my financial matters get very busy and increase. So I don't know if it's something new you're getting into, or you're expecting more money, or whatever this is going to be, or maybe it's the separation or the divorce, or you know what I mean? It's, it could be an increase coming from that and allowing you to move on. So, but I am hearing success in finances, success in money, an increase in money. And I feel like it's going to be a good time to do things with money, too. Like some things I want to maybe buy or purchase or do something with money, accomplish something or join something. I'm doing something with money to better myself, too. And there's a peace in the home, too, towards the end of April. A little bit, a different type of peace for some reason. And I keep feeling and hearing closure. So it could be due to a lot of different things in your life, but I am leaning towards your relationship issues and maybe the legal things that are connected to it. And then I go into the end of April, very busy, almost too busy. I want to be careful I don't do too much, actually. It's all positive. It's fast moving. I'm feeling a lot of effort and hard work paying off, and I've been hoping it went this way, and I've been putting a lot into it and really thinking, you know, working on manifesting it to go this way, and I feel like it comes to me. It was invested effort and time and work, and it's finally paying off and coming my way. A lot of it is yet to be seen. I'm getting strength and activity and positive things, but manifesting and creating, so it can go in different directions. I do want to be alert to and beware of, like I said before, doing too much and getting stressed or stressed out or taking on doing too much and then winding up doing nothing because I got stressed out or took on too much. So be aware of that. It could become a problem.
Okay.
And, but extra effort is worthwhile, and it's going to take care of you. I feel like I go into the end of April. I feel like I get through some hurdles and some obstacles, and it's connected to emotions and mental and financial. And then there's some closure, and then I start moving, and I'm making decisions. I'm going to do it this way. I'm going to do that this way. I know what way I can go and how I can do it. So, and it's like the end of April, going into like the 1st of May, really at the hugging the end of April, I'm able to make more decisions, deliberately make decisions, and it could be a relocating, too. Possible move somewhere with you or somebody close to you. I am hearing a move. I feel like I'm moving or I'm connected to it or doing something with it. So, and I'm also feeling like I said before, once I get some of these obstacles out of the way, I'm getting some projects off the ground or some things that I want to do and get done. And I'm able to do it now because I know what direction I can go in. That's what this, the end of April is going to be like. I'm hearing the endings, a lot of endings and closure to a lot of things in your life, maybe not only physical, but also mental and emotional. Endings and closure, that's what this cycle is all about. Any setbacks, being overcome, working my way through them. I don't know why they're making me show. They're showing me a car. I don't know if you're doing something with a car or a vehicle or maybe, or if you got to do some traveling. I might want to spend some attention on my vehicles, you know, make sure they're up to par and maintenance is okay. And,
okay.
Or either you're selling or buying or going to go on a car trip. I'm just
okay.
Going to a car for some reason. And I do feel like I'm on some kind of a journey or traveling also. I feel like by the end of April, probably a day trip or a weekend or something. But I do feel like I am traveling. know, I'm focused now, and I'm clear. Clarity and focus. I'm able to, I know what's what and what to do now. I keep hearing this, what's what and what to do. I'm able, I understand and I know what to expect, and I'm able to, it's almost like I had a problem with my thoughts or what I wanted to do, and I couldn't do it because there were some unknowns in the way, and these unknowns are being removed. And now I can say, okay, now I can do it this way, and it takes like a lot of pressure off me, or it helps me think clearer. I don't know if this means anything to you. I'm just relaying it to you.
Mm-hmm.
That's about all I'm getting, man. I hope it helps.
You're not getting anything about a man?
As far as a relationship coming to you, or?
Yeah, I'm just kind of starting one.
They didn't overwhelm me with it, but I had a feeling that everything I said was connected to moving on, not only financially and in life, but also emotionally and romantically.
Okay.
And there was a need for it. Now, I don't know if your separation or divorce was holding things back or in the way, or maybe it was his, too. Maybe he's got something going on there where he's got to break free.
Mm-hmm.
But I think...
it happened several years ago, but just none of the legal part got settled.
Right. And then if there's closure there, would it help you in the new relationship?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I think everything here was basically answering your questions on how your new life was going to go romantically and relationship-wise.
Good. Okay.
So I believe that's where I'm connecting with this. And I believe I said somewhere in the reading that there were some unknowns yet that had to be revealed, and I think
right.
they were referring to your new relationship.
Oh, okay.
So I think you're close to closure and finalizing, and I hope I'm right. And once this is done or in the works, your new life and your new relationship is going to thrive and not only be good for you mentally and emotionally, but also financially.
Okay.
Yeah. So everything's looking good as far as relationship and moving forward.
Great.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, and
watch. I'll see you again.
Good. I'm here every Sunday for 2 hours, and you're going to see a lot of me and Pal talk.
All right.
At least once or twice a week. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Tell your friends about us.
All right. Bye.
PBS Radio. Goodbye, Ann. Take care. Blessings. Good luck with everything, Ann. Okay. If you'd like to get a reading, call the show. And you can have your own show. If you ever thought about being a radio show host, now you can do it. Email Don at bbsradio.com. There's many different open slots. Different times of day, different time zones. Hello, caller. How you doing?
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What's your first name?
Rebecca.
Rebecca, where are you calling from, Rebecca?
Tennessee.
Tennessee. Good.
Uh-huh.
Wow, I love it. I love the internet.
Yeah.
I go all around the world.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was going to tell you. My online name is Soft Train.
What's that?
Soft Rain. I am a member of your group.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Soft Rain, yeah.
What's your name in the group?
Soft Rain, 2001.
Oh, Soft Rain.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I don't think I ever talked to you verbally, did I?
You gave me a reading, yeah.
Okay.
On the internet.
Oh, online?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. I'm glad you got through, Soft Rain. Thank you.
Yeah, I tried and kept on trying, so I made it.
Okay. All right. Let's jump into your reading. I know you heard me read a lot.
Yeah, I have. Very accurately.
Yep. For a long time. You've been around a while.
Yeah. I have. Yeah.
Rebecca, for some reason, boy, I'm going right to work. Right to work for some reason. And I'm hearing boss, boss, something with the boss or the employer or supervisor. It's almost like I'm... are you working, Rebecca?
No, I'm not.
Okay, is there a better half that's working?
No.
No? Are you looking or...
Definitely considering it, yeah.
Okay. All right, I'm getting drama in the workplace for some reason. Is there somebody else in the house, a child that's working, or a friend?
Probably a friend.
That's having problems?
There's some drama. Yeah.
Oh, they have a friend, and that is having drama at work?
I have a friend that I don't know. I don't know if it's got anything to do with work or not, though.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure.
I almost want to warn you to stay out of somebody's drama. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay, because I'm almost panicking in a way. I just want to stay away from it. Don't involve me. I don't want to get involved. Please.
Yep.
I can almost hear myself saying, please, don't involve me. I just don't want to deal with it. And heed your own warning and listen to your intuitive self because you're being guided. I feel like it could get messy and ugly and wind up you getting hurt more than the people that's involved getting hurt. So
right.
Do stay away from it. I think eventually, Rebecca, it may escalate into severing ties or ending friendships even. So
right.
I don't know if this makes sense. Or
it does.
Or helps you anyway, but emotionally and mentally, start preparing yourself to sever yourself from the connection. I don't know if it's a friend or friends or a place, but I almost want to feel like I'm going somewhere, too, that I want to stay away from. I don't know if it's a friend's house or a meeting place or a hangout, if I'm going somewhere or I get invited to somewhere that I don't feel right with, don't be afraid to say no, thank you.
Right.
Okay, listen to the little birdie inside your head because I believe you're being guided on this and I'm just confirming what you're feeling, so. As far as the work front, I would direct all my energy and my consciousness into creating and working and making money.
Yeah.
I believe that's where most of your happiness can come from.
Yeah.
And I am pretty sure you're feeling that, and probably I'm just confirming what you're feeling and hearing.
Mm-hmm.
And I would also run with that. I'm feeling that if you were true... I feel like I have a connection or an offer already. Does that make sense?
Connection, yes.
Nothing yet.
A connection, no. There is a connection.
Almost like I know I can get this job. All I got to do is just pick the phone up. Does it?
Right.
Yeah,
it does.
It does make sense?
Mm-hmm. Are you able to hear me very well?
I can hear you.
Oh, okay.
You can speak up just a little bit. How do I sound?
You sound fine, yes.
Good. Okay. So that makes sense, like I could just pick up the phone and get this job, because that's how I'm feeling. And you said that made sense, right?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Okay, I said before, I think you confirmed that I'm feeling like I already know that if I pick up the phone and make this one phone call, I can get this one job.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's how I'm feeling, and I'm confirming that it would happen to you. So you got a job if you want it, really.
Yeah.
Okay, and I feel like it would work well. I feel like it would, everybody involved would be working for you. I feel like it would be successful for you,
yeah.
And you would enjoy yourself. And the people there seem to know you or like you or something like that.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. I keep getting interrupted.
What do you want to say?
Okay, go ahead. Okay, I'm sorry. Had people in the background disturbing. I was going to ask you, do names, like if I say names, can you tell me anything?
I could barely hear you, Rebecca.
Oh, I'm sorry. If I mention names, can you tell me something? If you feel something about certain names?
I'd rather not have you say a name.
It'd only be first name only. Yeah.
First name. Okay, is this supposed to be a relationship thing? Or?
Was, yeah.
Okay, well, hang on for a second. Did this end because of jealousies and a friend?
Partly, but the main reason was a big one.
I feel like let me put it this way. I feel like I was stabbed in the back. Or taken advantage of. Is this making sense? And is it connected to this man?
Yeah.
Okay.
Very dishonest. Yeah.
Mhm. Now, and that's how they're making me feel. Like somebody stabbed me in the back, took advantage of me, really did me in, or worked me over, or. Let's see. Hang on for a second. I'm feeling. He's probably part of what I need to get away from in my life. Does this make sense to you? Or?
Yes, and I've already taken steps to do that.
Yeah.
And have done it. I have done it. I'm just still concerned a little bit about maybe...
Your safety.
After drawing.
I feel like it's causing changes in my life. Like I gotta hide or lie or be paranoid or I'm worrying and are you worried about him like retaliating or something like this or?
Possibly, but maybe not. He's not a violent person. He's not a violent person. But
Rebecca. I believe I opened up the reading with picking up on. Person or persons that need to be watched and maybe even gotten away from.
Yes, you did.
And I believe he's part of it. Now, I could be wrong, and I need you to feel this with your heart. That's how my readings are used.
Okay.
And I feel eventually that not only did he cause some changes in me and maybe even my world, my family and my world.
Big time.
And changes that weren't all that, I really didn't welcome them, and it was like forced on me.
Yeah.
And
I've been aware of some things, yeah.
Yeah, and I feel like I'm going to have to, I would start preparing myself to distance myself from him. Are you wondering about going back? Is that what you're wondering?
No, I would never go back.
Okay, well then we're both right on the money and you should start preparing yourself to continuously make the gap between you wider and friends and places. I don't know if that makes sense. They're throwing that in for some reason. I don't know if a separation is possible. Are you having a problem separating or is so intertwined or... But focus on this. I feel like there's going to be a move, too. Are you moving or relocating?
Yeah, I'm debating. Yes, I'm thinking. I don't really know which direction to go. Stay where I am or to move. To move. I don't know.
The possibility of a move is very strong around you and may help with the severing of the connection.
Yeah.
With the negativity.
That explains why about the job. Yes, I can get the job, but I also feel like I need to move further away.
Right.
From the situation.
Mm. So that's why you're holding back on getting the job, because you might have to move.
Yeah.
Right. I think whether you move or stay, you're going to get a job. You're bound to go to work.
Yeah.
It's in your energy here. So you're, no matter whether you stay or move, you're going to work. And you're going to get a job. I'm leaning towards, I feel like somebody else comes into my life. I don't know if it's a friend or a family member that you haven't seen in a while. I either bump into them or they visit me or there's a connection somehow. And they seem to play a role in what direction I go in also. This is an ally, and it could be a friend or a family member.
Okay.
And they play a role in what way you're going to go with this. And they may, encourage you to move or relocate or help you do it.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and also I'm being urged to research things, write some emails, do some phone calls, look around. I'm hearing look around, tell her look around.
Okay.
Also, be alert for another person also that helps you going back to work also. I feel like it's a male, and I'm hearing very friendly male. It may start off as a friendship and then lead to a job if you do relocate.
Yeah.
So either way, you got a job if you stay, and you got a job and a friend and a connection when you move.
Yeah, so either way, yeah.
Okay, so there's some good things here going for you. And what you need to do is continue to sever yourself from negativity and stay away from jealousies and drama as much as possible.
Go ahead.
No, that's okay. What were you going to say?
The problem I'm having is that I don't want to be vindictive, and I won't be vindictive, even though this person deserves it. I don't know how to explain it without going into full detail.
And it's hard on radio and in chat. And,
right.
It's difficult, it is. And I sometimes have to dance around certain things, too.
Yeah.
I feel I'm also concerned about my stress and my nerves and wear and tear on my physical being also.
Yeah.
So you need to be aware of that it's a lot of stress. And you need to focus on de-stressing, and if it means getting away and changing things. I feel like I'm almost being forced to do things I really don't want to do or I'm ready for.
Exactly right.
And it's taking its toll on me. I'm bouncing back and forth between exhausted and angry and sometimes upset and even scared, so I really don't need it, and I want to be aware of what it's doing to me also, to my mind and to my body. So those are the things you should be focusing on, taking care of yourself and then your family.
Yeah, and leave the past in the past, right.
Okay. And you know you got a job if you stay, and I'm feeling pretty sure that if you relocate, and you might wind up relocating with the help of a friend or a family member. And if you do, you're going to be okay there, too.
Okay.
It's the unknown and it's the changes that are taking its wear and tear on you. Okay?
Yeah, okay.
Okay,
yeah.
So what you need to do
is... run on the money.
Take care of yourself for now. Stay away from drama and focus on what direction you need to go to get away from the negativity.
All right.
Okay, and, right. you're going to have a friend or a family member help you. I'm feeling this strongly for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're right. You're so right. They've already offered. They've already offered, yeah.
Good, good. And now you need to sit down and focus just on that and taking care of yourself. And figure out which way you're going to go. And either way, I do feel like you may wind up relocating.
Yeah.
Or getting away from it.
I'm leaning more towards that.
Yeah, I am too. So good luck with it. And just know you're going to be okay.
Okay. All
okay.
Right.
And I feel like once you make the change and you land, it's like friends. You're going to have friends and family. And a friend is going to come. And it's going to be a male. And he's going to be very helpful to you. So be alert when you set up in your new place.
Okay.
If and when you do. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you, Michael.
Okay. You take care of yourself. I hope I helped you.
Yes, you did.
All I ask for is let me help the person and give them hope and inspiration, and that's all a reader can do, I believe, or a reader like me can do anyway.
Yes.
Okay?
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Okay.
You have a good day.
Thank you.
All right.
Take care. Bye-bye. Okay, everybody, I mentioned having your own radio show. You can do it. You got something to say, say it at BBS Radio Global, a global audience. Email Don at bbsradio.com. I do appreciate comments and validations. Please send them in. They keep me going. I use it like gasoline, and I'm running low. Hi, caller.
Hi, Michael. This is Nancy from Washington State. How are you?
Nancy, I dreamed about you last night.
Did you really?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, I dreamed about you. It's just what we're doing now, saying hi and welcoming you to the show.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, my number one fan.
Yes, I am.
I'm glad you called. I'm glad you called.
Me too, because I missed you last week. Our computer went down, and I was kind of without a computer.
Oh. Didn't you call last week?
No, it was the week before last.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow, I could have sworn you called. Maybe it was in a dream, too. But I'm glad you called, and you missed my show. Oh, you can get to the archives anyway.
Yeah.
But I'm here every week, and then hopefully I'll continue to be here every week, every Sunday.
You will be.
Okay, Nancy. I got a lot of changes in my life, a lot of things going on, but it's all good. Everything is good.
Amen.
Life is good. It's in the perception.
Yes.
Okay, Nancy. You got any questions that are on your mind, or just want me to...
Yeah, I do have a question for you, and it concerns... This doesn't concern my half-sister, because I still haven't found her, but it... Are you picking up anything with my biological sister? She's been out of my life for 26 years, her choice.
Mm.
She's come back into my life, and now she's kind of like giving me the option. We live an hour and a half away, and she's kind of like giving me the option. She doesn't want a part-time sister,
huh.
And if I can't see her more than once a month, then she just wants to let it go.
Huh.
And it's...
No kidding.
You know, I love her so much, but, you know, she doesn't work, and I work full-time, and my only free time is the weekend.
Yeah,
you know, three weekends a month, and it's like, you know, I have to do things, I choose to do things for myself as well.
Yes.
And she doesn't understand that.
Yeah, you'd think she would, wow.
Yeah. She's kind of wanting me to replace our oldest sister that passed away 2 years ago. And, you know, they did everything together. They went shopping. They were
right.
Neither one worked, so they were able to do that.
Right, right.
And I just can't do that.
I'm hearing that. You got such a sweet soul, Nancy.
Thank you.
She's blessed to have you as a sister, and she should, I believe she's going to see this anyway.
Uh-huh.
And I feel as though if you kind of just said, well, you know, I'm going to do the best I can and when I can, and I'm here for it. I think she's going to see just how special you are, and I don't see her severing the connection.
Oh, good.
I don't see it happening. But what about the men folk? Is there a better half on both sides? Or?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. For some reason, I'm getting a connection between your better half and her better half. Does that make sense, or?
They don't get together much because they both work on weekends.
Right.
But
do they bond at all, or is there a connection? Because I feel like they might be able to help keep it alive, too, a little bit.
Uh-huh.
You know, like maybe if you can't do it, maybe he can, or they can get together sometimes. Or
yeah, they have similar interests.
You know, it might be, what I'm feeling is it might be a sneaky way of keeping it alive, whether she wants you to or not.
Uh-huh.
Putting your better half up to connecting with her better half and kind of making a bond there, too.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes that can override the, and you can live out of that connection.
Uh-huh.
So that might be another thing that you might want to explore and just think about, you know. You know, also, you know, on top of all of this, I'm getting thrown in that this continued increase with you and your better half financially.
Oh, awesome.
I don't know if you were waiting for a raise or a promotion, either you or your husband, but there is an increase. So I just wanted to throw that in. I didn't want to get off the track because I was being given it. So.
Well, that's good because it's something that I'm really worried about.
Good,
you know,
because
the situation. So yeah, that would be great if something extra would come along.
Yeah, I'm feeling extra and an increase. So, and I'm feeling being pulled to work, and I'm feeling almost like a raise or a promotion or overtime, but there is some extra. So I'm feeling good about the money, and I'm probably going there because you were thinking about it. Also with children, does she have children and your children, or?
We both have children.
Okay.
Her children are in the area and mine are out of state.
Oh, okay. Were they brought together at all in any way, or?
Not for over 20 years.
Mm. Are they connecting now, or?
No.
No? Interesting. I'm hearing something with child, the good news about a child, or some news that you've been waiting to hear. With a child coming through.
Uh-huh.
And everybody's excited about it. I don't know if this is health or something in their life, career, or something exciting with children come through. And it changes the atmosphere and the attitude, too. It's an increase. It's a blessing.
Oh, good.
It's exciting news about your children or something good happening or going through for them.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And I feel like you may be doing some traveling, too, visiting someone. I keep hearing visiting. So you may be visiting maybe your sister be by the end of April anyway. So maybe take 1 month at a time. I am being kind of prodded into either visiting or I will be visiting. So you may see this come up, Nancy.
Oh, okay. That sounds very encouraging.
Yeah, there is a hint of travel, and I'm hearing visit. Tell her to go visit, travel. So maybe plan a little trip sometime between now and the end of April would be good for you.
Oh, awesome.
You know, or the possibility of it happening is definitely in your favor.
Good.
almost like a man, a husband, encouraging it or helping it happen. So I don't know how he feels about it, but I feel like he does it for you. He loves you so much. He knows you want this and it would be good for you.
Oh, that sounds like him.
Yeah, I feel like he plays a big part in letting it happen and making it happen. So, which is a good thing. Okay. I'm getting a continued expansion with you. I feel like emotionally and mentally and spiritually, you just continue to expand. And it's like you're doing it in stages. You kind of like digest information and then make decisions. It's an interesting feeling I'm getting with you, Nancy.
That sounds like me.
Yeah, it seems like once you digest it and you're dwelling on it, you're able to keep things in perspective and perceive it in the way it should go and how you should deal with it. And it's a very good feeling. You're very strong and very aware and very alert also with your judgments and decision making. And it's going to serve you well and continue serving you well. I feel as though as far as like family and emotions and things like this in nature, I feel like you just continue to expand. So I don't see your sister leaving your experience or your realm, really.
Uh-huh. Do you think part of that is also maybe my half-sister coming into my life with the expansion part of it?
You know, I was going to say that there was more extra coming, and I was just heading in that direction. I was just starting to, I think I'm picking up on what you're thinking now,
uh-huh.
in your question, because I was just getting ready to go there, and I was going to say not only with the sister, but more coming, and more family, and more experiences.
Hmm.
You seem to be attracted to yourself. It's almost like you're on a mission spiritually to attract emotional bonds to you.
Yeah, that's true.
Family and friends and connecting feelings to certain people and pulling them closer. It's an interesting feeling I'm getting off of you.
Hmm.
Let's see. Retirement. You're not retiring, are you? Hubby retiring? Or?
I sure hope not.
Yes. I don't. Is there somebody in your workplace or his workplace that may be leaving or retiring? And
you
it
know,
kinda...
it's a possibility there's somebody within his department that's
yeah.
been kind of throwing it off
yeah.
on people.
Yeah. And I feel like it, if and when it happens, it kind of benefits me. It opens up a hole or affects me somehow or increases my income somehow. So
that could be.
Yeah, it could come from that area. I was just trying to see where the increase would be.
Uh-huh.
But, and you're on a crossroads in life, too. The closure and different things and starting new things and creating, and you're not one to just sit around idle. You're constantly creating and thinking and feeling, and everything looks good. I feel strong, which you're rejuvenated, motivated. I feel inspired. You know, I feel like I'm looking forward to tomorrow and what's next and what I can do with it and how I can do it. And this is how I'm feeling, and this is how I'm going to continue well into the end of April.
Cool, that is so cool.
Okay, is there somebody separating around you or divorcing or some type of
My daughter's husband just went to a different state for training for the next, I think it's 6 months.
Hmm.
And my son might be get sent to Iraq. So it could be either one of my children.
Yeah. I'm feeling like there's a little bit of something with a separation of some kind, dealing with what goes with it, and it's kind of close to the heart. So it could be those things that you're mentioning there. I'm not getting much more on that. You're not giving me any more. I think that's all I'm going to get, Nancy. I hope I helped you.
Well,
anyway.
You know what? You gave me a whole lot, and you just gave me another reason to put a bigger smile on my face.
Good, Nancy.
So
good.
God bless you, Michael.
Good. And you have a good grip on understanding my readings. You don't seem to get disappointed or frustrated. It seems like you kind of know or feel what I'm feeling. Or do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. Yes.
Yeah. It's hard sometimes because you know readers can be wrong and interpret, but with me I kind of give a feeling or an energy to it, and most of the time the caller can basically feel where it's supposed to go, and you do well with that.
Well, thank you.
And you enjoy it. That's good. Okay, Nancy, thank you. Anytime.
Okay, God bless you.
You're always welcome here.
Okay.
God bless you, too.
Bye-bye.
Tell your friends about us.
Oh, I have been.
Yeah? Good. Word of mouth.
Okay.
All right, Nancy. Thank
you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Blessings. Good luck with everything, Nancy. What a wonderful lady. Sweet lady. Okay, everybody. Where are we? I'm Michael Goger. If you're just tuning in, the second half of the show is about to begin. Michael Goger, you're in a thoughts here at bbsradio.com. I can't say it enough. If you'd like to have your own radio show, email don@bbsradio.com. Hi, caller.
Hi, how are you, Michael?
Good. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's my first time on here.
What's your name?
I'm sorry.
What's your first name?
My name is Allie.
Allie?
Uh-huh.
Welcome to the show, Allie.
Thank you.
Where are you calling from?
I'm in New York.
New York?
Uh-huh.
What part of New York?
I'm actually upstate New York, originally from Long Island.
In Long Island?
Originally from Long Island, yeah.
Oh, and you consider that upstate?
No, I'm upstate now. I'm north of Albany.
Oh, north of Albany.
Uh-huh.
Good. Whereabouts? What areas? I'm Coosawhee, Athens, Catskill, or are you familiar with that area?
Which area, hon?
Catskill, Coosawhee.
Oh, no, I'm further up. I'm actually near the Adirondacks. I'm in near the state capital, Albany, or in the Clifton Park area.
Yeah, I'm only like 20 miles from Albany.
Oh, yeah, where are you?
South of Albany. Yep.
Small world.
Homeboys.
For sure.
I'm thrilled. I got a New York caller. Somebody in New York heard about me.
I heard about you through the grapevine, so.
How'd you find me?
A couple of friends of mine on MySpace.
Oh, good.
Uh-huh.
Good, okay. See, I knew MySpace would come in handy.
Well, yeah, we sort of have a connection, so I want to see if you pick up on it, but, yeah.
We?
Besides being New Yorkers.
Yeah, not only that, there's some other kind of connection?
Uh-huh.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, now you got me curious.
I know.
I'm getting all excited.
Okay.
Anyway, not many people know about me in New York. They will soon. I'm going to come out of the closet in probably 5 months.
Okay.
And I'm going to unleash the Michael Goger experience.
Where are you? Are you in the Catskill area, Michael?
Catskill, Coosawhee. Are you familiar with it? Hudson?
You're in Coxsackie?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I know where you are. You're like exit 21 or something like that off the thruway, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I'm at 24. I'm off of 87.
Yeah, the thruway, 87.
And I'm off the north, the northway, off of the thruway.
Yep. And then you go to the Adirondacks then?
Once in a while. We moved from Long Island up to Lake George, and then we...
Yeah, Lake George. Yeah.
We lived there for a little while, and then we moved back towards Albany, so we're in Clifton Park, which is near... About a half an hour from Schenectady.
Yeah, I'm only a half hour away. Yeah, from that area. That's good. Okay,
that's
Alex.
Great.
Okay.
So do me, Michael. What do you get for me?
And you found me through MySpace. Okay, good. That's good. I'm going to keep my MySpace going then.
Yeah, actually you should. One of my girlfriends said, you should call into Michael's show. You guys have a lot in common. And I said, okay, I will check Michael's show out. So I'm actually home recuperating today from surgery.
Oh, okay.
And I said, I'm going to call into Michael's show.
Okay, good. Or you would be working then? Or doing what, other than recuperating?
Just, I can't really give that away yet. But I'm a mom, I'm a housewife,
I got a funny feeling I'm going to be surprised.
You'd be very surprised.
I got a feeling I'm going to be very surprised. All right. Anyway... Let me give you what I'm feeling and hearing, and hopefully it'll be connected to something that can help you within the next 30 days, or...
I hope so.
Or surprise you, or... That's I can't see no sense telling you something that's going to happen 20 years down the road, or maybe somewhere down the road. I try to pick up on things that are manifesting, or you just went through, or things that are going to start happening, or so. And with you, I feel like this may have been connected to your surgery or whatever, but I feel like it kind of like got suspended in a way. I'm stuck and my wheels are spinning, and I feel a little frustrated. And but I'm going to get through it, and I'm going to start moving. This is the main message here, that things are going to start moving again for me and picking up. And I will be able to get through any delays. I'm getting delays being dropped away.
Okay. That's good.
I feel like I'm worried about something, either a friendship or a relationship or a job or an opportunity passing by or ending or losing it. Or I'm not quite sure what this is, but just kind of like hang on to it for a little bit and let me pick around it. I'm hearing Keller is going to stay the same. I'm not getting an immediate change or something that I'm worried about happening. I don't feel it happening. There's no need to worry at this time, I'm feeling.
Okay.
Tell her, don't worry. Don't worry. It's not going to happen just yet anyway.
Okay.
So for the time being, things are staying the same or improving. So.
Okay.
That's
good.
And I'm hearing Keller, there's an agreement, there's settlements, and there's a peace treaty. There's coming together and networking and brainstorming and people helping and what I need and people that I need all come to me when I need them, and they're there for me and they come through for me.
Okay.
And any type of disagreements or issues and glitches that I just recently incurred are being mended or healed or worked through. So this is a good thing.
Okay.
Health-wise,
yeah, that is a good thing.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm hearing it. And most of my readings, 90% of my readings are positive. The worst you'll get from me is a heads up or a little bit of a warning.
Right.
Because everything is subject to change, everything in life. And readings should be taken with a grain of salt. Just listened to and enjoyed. And okay.
You should feel an insurgence of energy soon.
And this is radio. Can you imagine in person?
Yeah, we'd light up the sky, right?
In a dimly lit room with a candle. With a little bit of Native American flute in the background.
Uh-huh.
I will rock you. And that's what I'm looking forward to someday. Nice plush office with all black leather. But anyway, this is good. I love this. This is me. I love radio.
It's because I had some things going on and I kind of was worried about them. And
yeah.
And
right away I felt that with you. Like I was worried about even losing something or someone. Or changing beyond repair, I might have even experienced it already, or it started, and there's a little bit of.
Like I kind of cut the cords to a certain group of people.
Yep.
Which is probably what you were getting with the falling away. And
I am. And maybe a fear of a financial loss with it, or maybe not of a recovery, or a loss of some kind. I don't know if this is emotions or...
There's more emotions, I think, than anything else.
Okay. Okay, hang on. I think what you're feeling mainly is within, it's emotional and mental, or ego sometimes.
Yeah.
And fears get verbalized. So I don't feel as though what I'm fearing is going to come to pass, and I feel like it's going to be okay, and I'm going to thrive and move forward. I'm getting a ladder. I'm getting going up the ladder.
Right, and that's happening.
I'm going up the ladder. There's a connection to arts. I don't know if this is music or singing or writing, or but there, I feel like there you do have talent or a connection, and that should be explored or increased or dealt with. And I feel like it's good for me, and I want to be there and do more of it, so keep that in mind. And I'm hearing new. It's like an increase, a new job, a new connection, a promotion, or...
TV show.
A TV show?
Uh-huh.
Fantastic. It's like I'm hearing bells, firework. I'm getting... That's where the ladder is. That's where the ladder is. The ladder is laying on meteor. And I see meteor as the arts. And...
Well, I just started my own radio show, too, so...
Oh, good. On BBS?
No, this is the first time I've been to BBS, but on another internet station.
Oh.
And, okay. Yeah, because do you want me to tell you what I do?
Oh, good. Well, maybe someday I could be on your show.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you want me to tell you what I do?
Is it AM or FM?
Is it what, love?
Is it AM or FM or internet?
No, it's internet.
Internet? Oh, good.
Internet. Yeah, I'm starting off small.
Oh, great.
But I'm also a psychic medium.
Oh, good. Good. Good.
And one of my friends is also a friend of yours, and she's like, Allie, you got to listen to Michael. I'm like, okay.
Oh, good. Okay.
And I was listening to you today, and I was very interested.
Okay. And your name is Allie?
Uh-huh.
Okay, good. Well, I'm hearing all new job, new endeavors, all taking off for you, and it's an increase. I'm increasing it financially, prosperity, and I'm also coming in contact with something new. I might be doing what I do a little differently or adding some new stuff to it, so... Stay open to this. I feel like I'm going to be introduced to something that's new but connected, and I'm going to be able to be a success with it and make money with it.
Okay.
And it's
that's great.
And it's going to work for me. So don't.
Because I have a couple of ventures in the works on different things, but also on the health and wellness thing that I do. So
okay.
That's just validation. I appreciate that.
Good, because I keep hearing teller is new, it's definitely connected to money and job, business, and not only am I getting increase in finances, but I'm getting praise and being admired by other people that's connected to this. They like what they're seeing and hearing, and it's working for me, and I kind of like increase this newness. I don't know if it's a technique or a skill or a style, but I kind of download it and increase it and develop it to work for me. So keep that in mind, too, because I'm using it for my future endeavors and finances.
Okay.
And let's see. I don't know why, but they're showing me a mother holding a baby, and I don't want to panic here, but... there could be a hint of a new baby, but there's just a hint of it, and I'm not quite sure why they're... Strange. I don't know.
Oh, it could be the birth of the beginning?
It could be. It could be, but there's...
Because you know how they are. They like to show you some stuff.
Do you have a child, or...?
I have two children, actually.
You have two children. Okay.
Yeah.
Something unique. Are you thinking about adopting or doing something different, or...?
No. I was just I just always said if I ever won lotto, I would adopt a slew of munchkins and. But no. I was just because sometimes I know it could also mean the beginning of a new,
yeah.
You know, time frame or
yeah.
The birth of a new era, so to speak. So,
yeah. Yeah.
You know, and
yeah.
I was like reading a little bit of your bio and stuff, and I'm like, oh my God, you know, he's like me. He's like. Finally coming out of his closet. So.
Well, I've been doing this for 40 years. I don't know if I come out of the closet, it'll be in my hometown and my state. But
yeah, exactly. That's the same thing for me.
Oh,
I've been doing it a long time, but not as long as you.
Okay.
But you don't sound that old, Michael.
I'm 51.
How old are you?
Yeah, 51. That picture on the page is like 4 months old.
Okay. Well, you don't look it, so God bless.
I don't look it or act it. And I think that's a good thing. Maybe it's a fish oil. I take a lot of fish oil. I know it helps me read.
Yeah.
But anyway, Allie, this has been a pleasure. You got excellent energy.
Thank you.
Who are you anyway? You got a TV show or one starting? Or?
Well, it's in the works, and that was part of what my concern was about, because I went through a lot of the legal stuff you were seeing with contracts, and I had to send in, of course, some background information, and I had to send back some contracts, and there were some paragraphs within the contracts that weren't really
negotiating
good for me, you know, or any other speech medium who, you know, the word, you know, one, you know, for 1 year as opposed to, you know, a lifetime was a big deal. So there were some changes that had to be made, and I was told they were going to be made and stuff. And you know, the pilot's in the works, and it's supposed to be picked up by Lifetime Television. So we're waiting.
Oh, Lifetime.
Yeah, so we're waiting on hearing. I am officially, unofficially a cast member, but we're waiting for all the down and dirties, and I was concerned if this was really going to go anywhere, or, you know, this was a smoky thing, or...
I'm feeling things are going, and it's new, and it's going to definitely benefit you and be successful, and there was a strong connection to the arts with it, and what I would see is entertaining and large audiences. What name do you go by? Is there a certain show or stage?
I have my show is on Blog Talk Radio, and it's just called The Spirit Cafe, and it's sort of new because I do a health and wellness show usually on Sundays. Like usually around this time, I'm doing my health and wellness show.
Oh,
and but being that I just got out of the hospital yesterday, I'm kind of like.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of skipped it this week, but my girlfriend sent me an email. She's like, quick, Michael's on the air. You got a call.
Good. Well, tell your girlfriends I appreciate them promoting me. Anybody in particular I'm friends with or I can thank? Or
I will tell you. Let me see. Let me pull out my page. Hold on. But I'm also in my space. It's Diane.
Oh, okay.
And, she put up some really great stuff about you, so...
Okay, good. Well, I wish you all the luck in the world with your TV.
You. Yeah, you too. You're doing really well.
Braver than me. I don't know if I'll ever do TV, but I would like to spend the rest of my life doing radio. I love radio.
Getting into it. I'm really the consummate psychic virgin on the radio. So. But
I'd like to do more than just read. I want to do some, you know, social... activism and some DJing and have some guests and, you know, really work with it somewhere down the road.
You could do that.
Yep, that's what my plans are.
So when you get me off the air here, I'm going to give you some information.
Okay.
So we can keep in touch.
Well, if anybody, Allie, you can email it to Michael G at michaelgoga.com.
Okay.
And that goes for anybody else out there that would like to contact me. That's my email. And everybody's invited to attach to my MySpace and my group, my Yahoo group, my mailing list. And I'll tell you whenever I'm doing a show. So
that's awesome.
Everybody's invited. Tell your friends about me. Spread the word.
Absolutely. And then you'll have to come on my show.
Yes. In advance, I can appear. I got a flexible schedule, so... think in advance.
Okay.
And that goes for anybody that's listening out there with a show. In advance, I can appear. So, okay, Allie, I wish you all the luck in the world. Hope you're feeling better.
Thank you.
I'm feeling good with health. I wouldn't worry about the recovery. I feel strong. I feel like I'm about to get stronger and do what I got to do. So, things are looking up for you.
Okay, Michael.
Okay, Allie.
Thanks.
Thank you.
You have a great day, hon.
Blessings to you.
You too, sweetie.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, thank you. Okay, everybody, if you'd like to call in, the numbers are posted throughout the site, my site, my friends list, my email. If there's another caller, you can put it through. And okay, hello, caller.
Hi.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Nice to be here.
Good, what's your first
name?
Trying
to call and call, busy.
And that's, you know, it's a good thing. Because if it wasn't busy, oh my Lord, I wouldn't know what to do. It's good to know that people are listening and enjoying what I do. What's your first name?
Diane.
Diane?
Yes.
Okay, where are you calling from, Diane?
New York.
New York, another New Yorker.
Yep, upstate.
What part of upstate?
Catskill.
Plattsburgh?
Catskill.
Catskill?
Yes.
Oh, homegirl.
Yes, I am, and I've had readings from you before. This is Dee Dee.
Oh, Dee Dee, welcome to the show. I'm glad the New Yorkers are listening. We're going to see more of it. As soon as I come out of the closet, I want to, my neighbors are going to say, oh my God, I never knew he was doing that. I can hear the conversations now.
I just heard your reading with Allie. Good going.
Good. You know Allie?
Yes.
Oh, good. And you're the Diane that told her about me.
Yes, now, I guess. I'm on MySpace with her.
Oh, good. Okay. Because, she said Diane, and I know a few Dianes, and I was trying to... Okay, I'm not really familiar with MySpace, so if anybody's writing me or waiting for a message, I'm sorry. I'm just now getting to play with it and know how to use it. And so bear with me. It's going to get bigger and better. And I think it's a good thing. I enjoy it already. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, you'll get a lot of people there.
Yeah, I'm adding movie stars. So far, nobody's accepted me, but it's all right. It's probably the hat and the sunglasses. They're probably saying, oh, I don't know about this guy. All right, anyway, Diane, I feel real good. I feel, why do I want to say this? I'm loving somebody that needs help. I feel like there's somebody around me kind of like reaching out or even crying for help, and I'm kind of like helping them. Does this make sense to you? Or?
Yes, it does.
Okay, and you're a godsend to this person. You're really a blessing and an angel in disguise, and this person needs you, and you're doing the right thing, and you are a big help. You're making a difference in this person's life, and they're thankful for it. It's being watched over too by spirit. You're going to get guidance and help from spirit. They keep showing me the church and clergy. It doesn't really mean there's a connection to the church or clergy, just that there's a lot of spiritual issues involved, the spiritual energy. And also could be an avenue to research also in helping this person. Okay, I'm sorry. I just had to clear my throat. Okay. Wow, they keep showing me a nun. Does this mean anything to you, Diane? A nun?
A nun?
Do you have a nun in spirit, or?
No.
Or somebody that was heavily connected to the church? Keep giving me a connection to the church, or a female, possibly. Could be in spirit. Feeling maybe...
I went to a Catholic school years ago. I don't know if they had nuns.
Yeah.
But
oh, you went to Catholic school?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Any special bond with a sister or a nun, maybe?
No. Not that I recall.
Yeah. You might have attracted one.
Maybe.
But they're... Well, anyway, your endeavors to help this person that needs help is being guided and watched over by spirit and is playing a role in it. And there's an emotional connection to this person, I feel like. And it could be the beginning of a new relationship. Is this a better half or a relative or a friend?
It's a relative, and it's just actually became a good relationship the past couple years.
Okay. And it means the world to this person, and it's going to get even deeper and closer. Relationship-wise, I'm feeling really good, too. I feel like things are going... I don't know if you're in a relationship or...
Married, yeah.
Okay, you're married. I feel things happening there for the better, too, increasing and getting better. I wouldn't worry about it at all. It's almost like it was... very old souls, like soulmates, kindred souls. You've been together a while, or what's your...
No, just basically since 1996.
Oh, okay. It was meant to be, I keep hearing. It's a deep connection there, spiritually, between you and your better half. Socially, things are going to pick up, too, by the end of April. I feel like I'm going to get involved socially, probably an expansion socially, more friends or mingling with friends and good companionships. I feel like I'm doing things with friends or neighbors or the community who are... getting more involved, it's getting active socially. I feel like I'm going to get a gift, too. Is it a birthday or anniversary coming?
My anniversary is next month.
Okay, I feel like there's a special event, and like an anniversary, and there's maybe a gift coming or a special present or something special with a gift, so keep that in mind. They're showing me a ring, but sometimes that represents a gift, another kind of a gift, so... It could be anything from a ring to... I think the ring was that it's your anniversary, and maybe it could be any other kind of gift, but something special. So you got that to look forward to. And there is a hint of relationships other than yours starting. I don't know if it's family, friends, and invites to weddings or engagement parties, but there's... If anybody's wondering that's around you that's in a relationship, I feel like it's going to get active and...
My in-laws, actually, we are giving them a surprise 50th anniversary next month. So that might be it.
Yep, that's what it is. Because I'm getting events connected to engagements and weddings and unions and celebrating of unions. And it's going to... So you got yours, and you said your son, I think you said, or a neighbor or something?
My in-laws.
Oh, your in-laws, okay. So you got a lot of activity there in that department, a lot of celebrating and relationships, and it's feeling good about it all, too. A hint of a new baby, too. I don't know if this makes sense, but...
Oh, my. Not me.
There is a hint. It could be a relative or a neighbor. Somewhere by the end of April, somebody will say, hey, guess what, or maybe some activity or with it. Illnesses, too. I feel like there was either an illness or an illness involved in helping someone, and there's also improvements in recovery there. So if anybody's in and out of the hospital or needing treatment or not feeling well, or it might even be connected to your friend that continues to get better and to heal. A lot of it could be stress now. I'm getting some stress here. I don't know if it's a friend you're helping or you. So keep this in mind. And, I feel like it's going out to your friend and possibly with you, too. Maybe getting stretching yourself a little thin. So keep that in mind.
This is true.
Yeah, keep that in mind. You don't want to overload yourself or do too much because there's a little hint here that, that it could... slow you down and get in the way. So be careful. And you're better off taking a break and being able to continue than, you know, taking on too much and not being able to do anything. So, and they're pulling me too, you know, between now and the end of April. So, and it's good that people are aware. I mean, you might get asked to do something, you know you can't do it, and you just have the strength to say, I can't. I need to take a break. Or financially, they're pointing to moving forward and up. I don't want to worry too much. I feel like I might be worried about money or dwelling on it a little too much, but it's almost like they're making me feel like there's no need to. I'm always going to be okay, so just know that it's coming and feel it and believe it and let it be and try not to burn yourself out worrying about money. I know it's easier said than done, but when you hear somebody else say it, sometimes it helps you remember. You're always going to be okay, I'm hearing. You're always going to be okay.
Thank you for that.
Yep, and that's, I like hearing that. Financial, long-term financial looks good, too. They're pointing so far down the road, and they're just saying it's going to be okay, so don't burn yourself out on it. Because, I know people, you worry about money. I know I worry myself, and it can take its toll, so... Anyway, I feel like there might be a little bit of aggravation and stress being caused by, is it this friend that needs to help, or?
It's a relative of mine that, it's my father.
Okay. I feel like there's a situation, and it's kind of draining me a little bit.
Yes, it is.
And being told just to be patient and do the best you can with this situation. It's a draining situation. Sometimes it's frustrating and aggravating. And patience, the same patience. And you're being helped from spirit, so patience. Somebody else is going to step in. I don't know if this is a friend or a relative or a connection to the situation. I feel like it's a female. But I feel like they may step in and help you or give you a break or come around to your way of thinking. So I don't know what that means. I'm just saying what I'm hearing. Okay? Keep that in mind. It could be a female connected to this or an ally of some kind that can give you some kind of relief or guidance or help.
Okay?
And they're waving a light at the end of the tunnel. They're just saying whatever it is now, you're going to get through the tunnel. There's a light at the end of the tunnel, and it's going to work out. It's going to work out, and it's probably, you're even going to see signs of relief or help or answers at the end of April. At least signs of it or moving in that direction. Relief and help and answers with anything concerning the heart and the family and emotions and, you know, things that are near and deep to me.
Did you say the heart?
The heartstrings, the emotions.
Okay.
The soul. Deeper help and relief and answers coming to concerns connected to my spirit and soul. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Emotions, the heart. Something with flowers, tulips. Why are they showing me tulips? I'm surrounded by tulips. I got no idea what they're trying to say.
Neither do I.
Tulips. Strange.
I will let you know.
And candle holders. Okay, you're in a business of some kind, or arts and crafts or something.
Yes.
Oh, that's what this is. Oh, that's why they show. Are you doing something with flowers or something?
No. No.
Might want to explore that for some reason. There may be a connection to floral arrangements or something with plants or flowers, but with business and money, so keep that in mind. And
okay.
And they're showing me candle holders. Candle holders, they're saying. Keep that in mind, too. Maybe you're going to get a good deal on some candle holders.
Would be good.
Yeah, you might get they might go fast, you know. So, for some reason, candle holders and flowers and floral arrangements and decorations. I'm going to spit some things at you. I mean, they're giving me Native American leather work. I don't know what that means. keep that in mind. And coins, money and coins. I don't know. You're not a coin collector, are you?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Oh, I can say something about coins.
What was it?
Somebody stole out of my closet about $700 worth of change.
Because I kept hearing say the coins, coins, coins. Interesting.
Very interesting. Can you tell me who it was?
Boy. Oh, man. I don't want to accuse anybody or blame anybody. I feel like this person had a problem. They had to do something with the money, alcohol or drugs. I'm just kind of like, they're giving me a little bit of a feeling with this. It's just the person almost didn't want to do it, but they kind of like had to, or they needed it. I don't know if this is ringing a bell or pointing you in a direction, but
yeah, actually it is.
It's just somebody that needed to feed something, and it's probably bothering them more than it's bothering you. They're being tortured by it, I feel like, so. I'll just try to give you a little bit of direction there, but I think I'll leave you with that. I don't want to ruin the reading.
Right, I understand.
I don't want to ruin the reading or put you on a wrong direction in somebody else's direction. So it's kind of like I was just giving you just a little bit of maybe why and what the outcome was spiritually. So I think I'll leave you with that, Diana. Is there anything, did I help you with?
Yes, you did. Thank you.
Okay, I appreciate you calling. Tell Casco about me.
Oh, I will.
I'm getting ready to come out of the closet.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
We'll have to have a group here at the house.
Oh, yeah? You are, or you'd like to?
Well, when you're ready to come out, you let me know, and we'll see who can get to come to the house.
You know, I think the area is ripe for a study group or a group of some kind dealing with metaphysics and paranormal research and spiritual
right.
development. And this is something maybe we can look at sometime.
Okay, sounds good.
I'll need help in this area, and I don't know many people that would even be interested. So, Diane, maybe we can do something together locally someday. I got to wait another 4 or 5 months, then I can really start talking. They haven't seen anything yet. Okay, Diane, thank you for calling.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care. Blessings. Okay, everyone, if you're just listening, I'm Michael Goger, and you're listening to Your Inner Thoughts, you're probably saying, wow, who is that guy? I'm Michael Goger, www.michaelgoger.com. Hi, caller.
Hi.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What's your first name?
Desiree.
Say that one more time.
Desiree.
Desiree.
Uh-huh.
Where are you calling from, Desiree?
Tennessee.
Tennessee. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Glad you got through.
Me too.
Are you a regular listener, or are you?
Actually, no, I belong to your group, though.
Oh, good. Okay. Good. And that's what it's all about, communications.
Exactly.
One of the biggest problems I ran into was the question, where are you and how do I find you? And that's where the group and the mailing list and the MySpace all come in handy. I'm just letting you know where I'm going to be and what I'm doing. Okay, and I'd like to tell the folks out there that if you want me in private, MichaelG@MichaelGoger.com. Website, www.michaelgoger.com. And I am available in private. I just want to get it out before I run out of time. It's $20 for a half hour if you'd like a private reading, either on phone or in Pal Talk voice. Email me.
Okay.
Okay. I just wanted to make you a part of my show. All the way in Tennessee. Okay, Desiree, let's jump into your reading and see what we got for you. You know, I feel like there was some type of upset or drama, and it's leading or led me into needing to recuperate or stay at home or bed rest. Or is this making sense for you? Was there an illness or surgery or
no?
Any kind of upset or anything that kind of like threw you off, and you're recuperating at home or?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Okay, I just feel like I. Me and May just feel like it wouldn't hurt me to slow down a little bit or to maybe stay home a little more. I'm just relaying it to you, so. And I feel like there was a drama or an argument or an upset or some kind that might have added to it or led to it. Am I picking up on some type of upset that maybe threw you off, or you're arguing with some kind of a back and forth type bickering, or somebody might have left, or there was. Ooh, wait, hang on for a second. I'm getting jealousies too, kind of inflaming things, or somebody being spiteful, or somebody did something.
Yeah.
Just to be spiteful or on purpose or interfere with something.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, and it kind of threw me off a little bit. You might want to be on guard for the stress that's caused by this affecting your well-being, even if it's just your moods or your atmosphere, because I feel like it could wear me down. Whether it's mentally, emotionally, or physically, I just want to be alert and aware, because due to this spiteful behavior. Now, and I feel like somebody might have left. Was there a friendship or a relationship where two people were pulled apart, you or a friend or a relative, and you're dealing with this? Is that connected to two people separating?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Okay, and I kind of feel like it was sudden in a way, or come out of nowhere.
Actually, it did. It came out of nowhere.
Yeah, it came out of nowhere. It took me by surprise, and it's like, boom, oh, man.
Yeah.
And somebody was in there twisting and turning things and fueling it, and I feel like it was connected to jealousies, so.
It was.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, what I'm feeling is, and I'm being told, is that, now, is this you directly or a loved one?
It was done to me, yes.
Okay, I want to be, I believe it affected me, and maybe a little more than I realized.
It did.
Okay, so I want to be careful now. I don't want to underestimate the effects of it. I want to, kind of like, I keep hearing stay close to home, keep it close to the heart, recuperate, think, meditate, pray. I kind of want to calm the engines down a little bit and regroup and think. I don't know if this makes sense or it helps.
It makes a lot of sense, yes.
Okay, because if you don't, you're going to wind up being scattered, spread thin, and then burning out. So I want to pull back, think and regroup, and then I want to start thinking and meditating and praying, because I need this with the situation. I gotta do some thinking. And I gotta
exactly. I'm trying to get myself to that point where I can reground myself.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. That's what you gotta. That's basically the what you're gonna go through and how you're probably gonna wind up dealing with it too. So. Remember that, and it seems like you're being guided and directed, and you're doing the right thing. So you're gonna move through this, and then regroup and get regrounded, and start figuring things out. Now, I feel like it might have went to a relationship or a male friend, and or a male family member, a neighbor, or something like this. But, hang on for a second. A lot of restless energy around my friendships right now, and my connections, especially to romance and close relationships to the haunt. Was this a relationship that went bad, or?
Kinda and kinda not. I mean, it was a weird kind of relationship.
Okay, so it was just a friendship that went crazy?
Yeah, kinda.
Okay, was this with a man? Was it a male? Yeah. Okay, because that's what I'm being given. I don't know if it'll ever recover completely or go back to what it was. Is that what you want to know? Whether it's going to blow over and continue, or it just you just wanted to hear what I had to say?
Kind of both. Okay. If that makes any sense, I did want to know.
Yeah, I understand. Did you meet or work with him, or was there a connection to work and money with him?
No, I did not work with him, though.
No? Is he or you a business person? Or?
I am.
Okay. Is there a female associate in business or work with you? A close connection, partner, associate?
And one of them, yes.
I keep feeling a female partner or associate connected to work, business, or finances helping the situation. I don't know if that makes sense or not. Or acting as a go-between or a mediator or a mutual friend type situation. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. I would look to her, really, to pull her into regrounding and making sense of all of this. Because I feel like you're really in the mix of it. I'm getting a lot of unstable, mixed up energy right now.
Yeah, there is a lot of turmoil right now.
Right, and so I think you're early in the game here emotionally and energy wise, and you need to let some of the dust settle and to kind of get regrounded. And then I would kind of look out for a third party associate or partner or a real good friend. And I feel like I think we're thinking about the same person. And them helping you even if it's just make decisions or help you sort out your thoughts or acting as a mediator. So look for that with the situation. And keep in mind that it's really unstable right now. And it's kind of early in the game. And I think you've got a ways to go before I can even kind of like lean in what direction it's going to go in, whether it's going to heal and it's going to come back, or whether you're just going to continue to grow apart. So I think what's important now is to, like you said, get grounded and sort things out. Because it's too unstable right now, really. And if it's any help, I can feel that there is some possibility, some hope. Would this have went into a love relationship if it kept going?
Yeah.
Okay. There is a chance, a slight hint, that it could become an item again. But not after a lot of soul searching and damage control and sorting things out. So you got a ways to go yet. But by the end of April, I am feeling that I keep hearing you're in control by the end of April. So you accomplished a lot and you're on top of a lot of things. And between you and a friend, sympathetic friend, third party, there is a little bit of hope of pulling it back together again. so keep that in mind.
Okay? All right. I will.
So I'll let you go with that, and I looks like I'm out of time, so I'm going to have to wish you luck and hope it helped you and say goodbye.
Thank you, Michael.
Okay, thank you and blessings.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, everybody, I'm out of time, and I got to hang up. Blessings to you all. I'll see you next week. Goodbye.